speaking of dangerous situations, nurses in the hospitals were before the health committee today. And if you've spent time in a hospital over the last couple of years, you may have seen some of the treatment that nurses are being subjected to. Between January 2021 and October last year, over 5,000 attacks on nurses of varying severity were reported. And nurse Sylvia Chambers told the Oireachtas Health Committee about her experience earlier today.
I have been spat at. I have been verbally abused. I have been threatened that when I leave work that evening, I will be stabbed as I get into my car. I have grown men, 6'4", towering over me, throwing objects at me. I do not feel safe going to work. I don't feel safe. This all comes down to security. This comes down to overcrowding. Parents become very aggressive. They become tired. And the nurse, who is normally the first person that they see, we receive the backlash. Staff are leaving due to this because they are stressed. In the last 18 months, we have had 30 nurses resign from our emergency department alone. We had 24 overnight patients with two nurses providing care. It's just not appropriate. We are at our wit's end.
And that was Nurse Sylvia Chambers talking to the Oireachtas Health Committee earlier. Aoife Moore, is it any wonder there's a retention crisis?
Yeah, and we don't pay them enough either. I think, you know, saying this to your researcher earlier, if anyone's been to A&E at 2 o'clock in the morning, unfortunately I have been, we know that, you know, drink has a lot to do with certain things when it comes to esophagus. But it's, as the nurse Sylvia said, you know, it's to do with overcrowding. It's people are not being seen. People are in a lot of pain. There's a lot of pent-up frustration, and the nurse is the first person that we see. So the health crisis that we're all talking about, the trolley crisis, this is where this comes from. I'm not saying it would end all the security issues, but it would definitely help if people who were in pain could get seen quicker.
All right, Maddie McGrath, it's not just people with drink on them. This is happening, being reported in children's hospitals as well.
It's shocking that anyone should put up with that, but can I just say, in the good, I was in St Vincent's Hospital in November, looked after exceptionally well, public hospital for 6 days. I went in there for an appointment at 8:30 on Thursday morning, and I was out at 9:15. Totally expect maybe a couple of hours, but I saw no security, and I saw the most decent people in and out. Everybody wasn't toward. I was pleasantly surprised, but I know what happens at night and everything else. It's appalling,
right.
And there's no place for those people that are drunk or on drugs or whatever, causing bedlam and rows that have started in the town. Then they continue up at A&E gangs. They should be dealt with, but again, we don't have the Gardaí as much as we should have to be able to do it.
Well, there was I was at that session today, and it was a very emotional session. People were kind of giving their own lived experience to some extent, even though they were kind of representing unions there. I think one of the most concerning was around the children issue. So it's often parents who are incredibly frustrated and probably scared, and then becoming, you know, in some cases that were described, violent. And then the nurses or doctors feeling that they really couldn't remove the parent because the parent was advocating for the child. Mm. So I think one of the things that we could do, or that came out of that session, is that the medical professionals were saying that they weren't even at the stage now of reporting incidents because they felt that the reporting framework doesn't work.
Okay.
So that's a clear thing.
Jed
we
Nash,
could do.
Very briefly.
Yeah,
and
it's actually not confined to acute medical settings either. I had two constituents last year who happened to be friends, who work in a medical setting, not an acute setting, who were violently attacked. Those cases went to court, and, you know, charges were laid and so on. So, you know, there's a job of work that HSE has as well to do to support their workers. And I was kind of, you know, I know many of the people who gave witness today at the committee, trade union colleagues, and Kevin Figgis from CIVTU made the point, actually, this is an internal HSE matter. You know, if you're a security guard, if you're a healthcare assistant, you receive a porter, and porters are very much open in healthcare assistance to attack. Mm-hmm. And security guards, clearly, in hospitals as well, they're actually on less of a financial support, 25%, I think it is. So that's extraordinary. And security guards that I represent have still yet to get their COVID recognition.
Unfortunately, so it's not just nurses that are assaulted at work. I'm a support worker in the disability sector and regularly assaulted on a daily basis, either verbally, physically, or both. Staffing is on
social
its knees, and
too,
management are not up to the job, says that texter in there. We're back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.